Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Hi, everyone. I'm Ron, your host. And today, we're talking about being thankful in all things in our lives. Being thankful is not always easy, but it is a learned response. Being thankful places God in control over our lives and shows Him that we trust Him.
Grace after meal. That is where the promise of when your crops will grow for the next season is, if you give thanks after meal. I think that is an example of what thanksgiving is supposed to be. It says give thanks in all things.
Right.
And so it's the little itty bitty, I stubbed my toe. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
That's probably a tough one right there. Into the major, someone says you've just been diagnosed with cancer, you're going to die in 3 days, you know. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
You know, it's because we have no control over much of anything. We think we're like the cat's meow on this planet. And my goodness, we are so subjected to so many things that we have no control over.
That's true.
But in giving Him thanks,
yes,
it gives Him control over those things
right.
that we do not.
You know, Alan, too, it also, to me, becoming real to me, is it's telling the Lord that He is the Lord and that you recognize Him as the Lord and that you are thanking Him because you're saying your plan, whether I understand it or not, or even like it or not, I'm praising you. I'm worshiping you.
You bet.
And your perception about life's going to change.
Yep.
I like what you were saying about grace after meal, Alan, because if you look at it, look at where we're at today in Christianity, you might say, we talk about blessing the food before we eat it. We thank God for the hands that prepared it, and we bless it to be nutritious. And that gives us a certain perspective at the food we're looking at on the table. But grace after meal gives you a whole new perspective because now you're a partaker of that meal. And because of that, our thanksgiving is far more effective. You can thank God for something you don't have in anticipation of appropriating it and receiving it. But even greater should be your thanksgiving be when you receive it. Thanksgiving, as we mature in our ability to be thankful, it gives us an attitude that's different. And that's based on grace after meal, because actually what we're doing is we're growing in our attitude towards God. He's created a people who love Him, want to worship Him, want to be thankful, and in return, He gives back to you a relationship. Built upon thanksgiving.
You can't really have thankfulness for everything unless you really have learned to trust the Lord. And it's a thing of openness and an assurance that God is omnipotent and He is looking over you as a father and He loves you. And if you can trust that, more than anything else that comes to your mind, whether you're going through something bad or something good, comes to a real thankfulness and a praise, and that's what God is looking for.
I think you hit something really important, Sandy, because not only, you know, what we've been kind of mentioning is being thankful for all the bad things and all the things that happened, but the children of Israel kind of forgot about giving thanks about all the good things God did for them. when they were in the wilderness, my God, they were complaining about everything, and they forgot to give him thanks for what he had done and what he was doing. We need to give thanks in all things, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything, everything.
Yeah.
You know what? If you start living in that realm, I think it's taking you out of the human reasoning realm, and it's also taking you out of being dominated by your emotions and your feelings.
Right.
I don't think we realize how much we're dominated as human beings by our emotions or our circumstances or our reason. Those three things really dominate our life or can dominate our life. I think it's a principle.
Right.
And I think there's an initiative that we have as believers. First off, we have to trust. We have to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We have to trust him. Well, there's a lot of things to trust him on right now, if you ask me, because there's a lot going on out there that I wouldn't agree with on one level. I wouldn't agree with it. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But I have to trust the Lord. I don't have to. I determine to trust the
Lord. Yes,
yes. Right.
It's a thing of faith and trust. It's a huge change in the way of life. But I think that it keeps your spirit right, your attitude right, if you're just loving him as a loving father.
Right.
And trusting him and thanking him. And it's an expression. You have to express something, right? In every all day long, things go on with your life, relationships, circumstances, whatever goes on. And you have that choice,
right?
24/7. How are you going to express what's in your circumstances?
Right.
Okay, just like Ed and Deb, their air conditioner went down. They could be moaning and complaining, be upset. Why is this happening to us, Lord? You know, why now? We just got back from, you know, being in Texas, and now here we are. We come home and we find our air conditioner and it's hotter than heck in the house and we can't sleep and we're uncomfortable. So you could have that attitude. It's a choice. Or you can go, yeah, it's all those things, but I choose to voice my thankfulness.
Right,
choose to voice my trust in the Lord. And out of this, you know, whatever comes out of it because he is in my life. And he is so much in our lives.
Right. And he is in control. And I know that, and I trust in that, and I believe in that. And I remind myself, have to remind myself sometimes when I feel overwhelmed by certain things, that the Lord is allowing things for a purpose.
Yes.
And I may not see or know why. I may not know how he's going to do it. I don't know anything, but I do know that he is faithful and he is true and his word is true. And I believe in his word and I trust in his word. And I trust in who he is. And his integrity is more important than anything else. For each one of us, he has the best, even though it doesn't feel like it sometimes. Start thanking him for the things that you have and just worship him for who he is.
Being thankful and having a thanksgiving in our hearts is a form of worship. There are many, many aspects to worship. I mean, if you look at what Ron was saying, what's going on in the world right now, you know, you could call it a worldwide brownout. The world is facing, the four horsemen of Revelation. People are afraid. Plagues are breaking out. Men's hearts are failing them for fear, right?
Right.
Yep.
That's but it's the way it's supposed to be. But what are we doing, right? We're looking up because we know our redemption is drawing nigh and we're worshiping the Lord.
The thing of thankfulness is truly an expression. I looked it up. One of the things of thanksgiving is gratitude. The word thanksgiving, gratitude, there's so many words that describe it, but it's how you act. And somehow when you take that extra step, there's something extra comes with it. There's a sincerity, an honesty, an impartation. Take a person by the hand, look them in the eye. Say, I really thank you for that. I felt your heart as you expressed what you were saying. It becomes an exchange of relationships. And see, that's right. What we want with the Father in our thanksgiving, in our praise, in our worship. We want that exchange with the Father. We're not worshiping afar off. We're worshiping at the foot of His throne.
As you learn and come into a relationship with the Father,
right,
you learn what He wants. You learn what He expects. And that's what we are learning, is what God is expecting from us. He's given us so much.
In my life, and I think in many people's lives, you don't feel thankful through your day.
Right.
It's not a feeling.
Right. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Your emotions are not, and your feelings, and even your reason doesn't line up to what God wants from your heart. And that's why I think you have to start with a set of heart, a set of will.
Yeah.
And go, I'm going to be thankful today, no matter how I feel, no matter, you know, what transpires through the day. You have to start, at least I do.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
You got to set your will. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be easy by any means, but it is a set, I think, of your heart first.
I think as you keep doing it, it becomes easier. So it's a matter of deciding that, of course, I trust the Lord, and of course, I love Him, and I know that He's wanting the best for me. So as you keep practicing it, it becomes easier and easier.
Being anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Our giving of thanks puts Him in control of our lives. We really cannot be thankful unless we've learned to trust Him. Our thankfulness in all things is our expression of worship. And through this, our Father is directing our lives.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live, behind the veil.